Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Preface. There is no difference between the teachings of Lord Chaitanya presented here and the teachings of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya are practical demonstrations of Lord Krishna's teachings. Lord Krishna's ultimate instruction in the Bhagavad Gita is that everyone should surrender unto him, Lord Krishna. Krishna promises to take immediate charge of such a surrendered soul. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is already in charge of the maintenance of this creation by virtue of his plenary expansion, Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. But this maintenance is not direct. However, when the Lord says that he takes charge of his pure devotee, he actually takes direct charge. A pure devotee is a soul who is forever surrendered to the Lord, just as a child is surrendered to his parents or an animal to its master. In surrendering process, one should accept things favorable for discharging devotional service, reject things unfavorable, firmly believe that the Lord will always protect his devotee, feel exclusively dependent on the mercy of the Lord, have no interest separate from the interest of the Lord, and always feel meek and humble. The Lord demands that one surrender unto him by following these six guidelines. But the unintelligent so-called scholars of the world misunderstand these demands and urge the general mass of people to reject them. At the conclusion of the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna directly orders, "Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me alone, and offer obeisances unto me alone." By so doing, the Lord says, one is sure to go to him in his transcendental abode. But the scholarly demons misguide the masses of people by directing them to surrender not to the personality of Godhead, but rather to the impersonal, unmanifested, eternal, unborn truth. The impersonalist Mayavadi philosophers do not accept that the ultimate aspect of the absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one desires to understand the sun as it is, one must first face the sunshine and then globe, and then the sun globe, and then, if one is able to enter into this globe, one may come face to face with the predominating deity of the sun. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the Mayavadi philosophers cannot go beyond the Brahman effulgence, which may be compared to the sunshine. The Upanishads confirms that one has to penetrate the dazzling effulgence of Brahman before one can see the real face of the personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya therefore taught direct worship of Lord Krishna, who appeared as the foster child of King Vraja. Lord Chaitanya also taught that the place known as Vrindavana is as good as Lord Krishna, because Lord Krishna, being the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, has no difference between him and his name, qualities, form, pastimes, entourage, and paraphernalia. Lord Chaitanya also taught that the mode of worshipping the Lord in the pious perfectional stage is the method is prescribed by the damsels of Raja. These damsels, gopis, or cowherd girls, simply love Krishna without any motive for material or spiritual gain. Lord Chaitanya also taught that Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless narration of this transcendental knowledge, and that the highest goal in human life is to develop unalloyed love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya's teachings are identical to those given by Lord Kapila, the original propounder of Sankhya Yoga, the Sankhya system of philosophy. This authorized system of yoga teaches meditation on the transcendental form of the Lord. There is no question of meditating on something void or impersonal. When one can meditate on the transcendental form of Lord Vishnu, even without practicing involved sitting postures in a secluded place, such meditation is called perfect samadhi. This kind of meditation is perfect samadhi is confirmed in the end of the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says that all yogis, the greatest is the one who constantly thinks of the Lord within the core of his heart with love and devotion.